Okay, five words for Shabbos Bereishis, Tashin Ayin Ches. We have to make sure to get it in before Shabbos, because at the end of the day, we have a three-day Yontif. Here we go, Bereishis, Tashin Ayin Ches. Learning should be in Tzchus, Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Moshe Chai Ben Edidya. Also, Tzchus, Fershtim, Baruch Tzib, Ben Rivka Basi, Pesach, Shar, Chol Yisrael. Just to start off with the story goes is that the first vort, it was the Rabbi Henoch of Alexander, one of the great Rebbes, Rabbi Henoch of Alexander, his grandson was Bergeni Bar Mitzvah Shabbos Bereishis. What happened was he turned to his grandson and he told his grandson that Bereishis is Gematria Taryag. And his grandson was a little good at Gematria. And he said, Zaidi, with all due respect, Bereishis is not Taryag. At the end of the day, the Aleph and the Bay is equal to Gimel, but there's a Shin in there. And there's no Shin in Taryag. The Gematria is off. What do you do with the Shin? Says Rabbi Henoch Alexander, Lamaisa, I'm teaching you a lesson. At the end of the day, you want to know how to keep the Taryag? Make sure to try to, you have to push away the shin. What's the shin? The shin is Gematria Yetzer, which is a code word for the Yetzirah. You want to know how to keep Taryag, you want to know how to keep the 630 mitzvahs, you want to be an Eved Hashem now, you're being a Bar Mitzvah, you have to fight off the Yetzirah. You have to be able to fight off. We know what better way to fight off the Torah than Dafka through learning Torah, which leads us to our second idea. The Vilna Gaon famously writes, I've seen this in Rav Shor's Sfarim, that Bereishis is not just a word. Bereishis actually stands for six things. What does Bereishis stands for? Bereishis stands for Bitachon, trust, Ratzon, desire, Ahava, love, Shtika, silence, Yira, fear, and Torah, learning, Torah and keeping the Torah. He says at the end of the day, you want to be, now we're going out of Azman, of an Elul and Tishrei. You have to daven, and we have to work on these six things. Bitachon, and having trust in the Ribbono Shel, right? Emuna is the belief. Bitachon is putting into practice, says the Ramban. Bitachon is putting the Emuna into practice. Ratzon, having the desire to be able to go on, to be able to keep on growing. Ava, to love the Ribbono Shel, to love other people. Once you realize how much Hashem loves you, then you can love others. To have Shtika, to know when to speak up, and to also know when to stay silent. To have Yira, to have fear, to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything you do in your life, and Torah. To have Torah in your life. That's the number one way to start off a year in Bereishis. Bitachon, Ratzon, Ava, Shtika, Yira, and Torah. Which leads us to our third idea. The third idea comes from the Sefer Akeda, which I saw this idea from Rav Biederman. As I saw the first idea of Rav Henoch Alexander from Rav Biederman. So that the Sefer Akeda writes a beautiful idea, a brand new idea. I never saw this idea before. Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem tells Adam, Lo tov heyosa adam levado esa lo ezer kenegdo. It's not good for man to be by himself. I'm going to make you a helper. Says the Sefer Akeda. You know who ezer really refers to? It doesn't only refer to Chava, to a wife. Ezer also refers to the Yetzer, to the Yetzirah. Because in life, sometimes, if a person's by himself, he has no challenges, he has no struggles, a person can't grow. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Adam, you want to be able to grow? First, you need an Azer, you need someone, you need a helper, you need the Yetzirah to be able to help you grow. You need someone who's going to test you, someone who's going to help you challenge you, to struggle and struggle with you. Once you have the challenges, then you'll be able to grow. So, Lo Tavayos Adam Levado Esa, Lo Azer Kinegdo means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Adam, I need you to have a Yetzirah. So, at the end of the day, you're going to feel like you're growing with the Yetzirah. Just if you have no Yetzirah, there's no point in it, you're going to just like a robot. When you have the Azer, you have the help, you'll be able to realize, then you'll be able to grow. And I think it gives us a great, great, great mindset of what really Yitzhar is. Yitzhar is a messenger from Hashem. Like I've heard from Rav Shor before say this. Rav Shor quoted the Sfas Emes. We say this in Mizmor LaDavid. Gam kielech begeitz emes lo iara kiata imadi. So he says, no, the Sfas Emes says, lo iara kiata. Lo iara is kiata. That even when I see the evil, it's kiata. When I see the Yitzhar, I know it's from you, Rabbeinu Shalom. It's kiata. It's from you. To be able to realize the Yetzirah is there, it helps us to be able to grow, and it's a messenger from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to our fourth idea. Our fourth idea comes in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving out all the punishments to Adam, Chava, and to the Nachash. And he famously gives the punishment to Nachash. Now, what's the punishment? He's going to have to go on his belly all of his days. V'ofar tocha koi mechayecha, and he's going to eat dust his entire life. Says Rav Meir Pramishlaner, and other tzaddikim as well. I think Rabbanim also says the same vort. Other tzaddikim. How is this a curse? Adam had to work for a living. Chava had birth pain now. But the snake has to now eat dust. He has everything. He never has to worry about food. He never has to worry about this and that, fruits and snacks and drinks and this. He has everything. Why is that such a curse? Says Rabbi Prime Shlainer, that's the biggest curse. Why is it the biggest curse? Because when someone doesn't have a reason to call out to the Ribbono Shalom, someone doesn't have a reason to call out to his Tata in heaven, that's the biggest curse. He has everything on his plate. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells, take everything you need for the rest of time. I'm going to have zero to do with you. As Rabbi Razor, one of the first people that I heard said this vort. Rabbi Razor said, this is the biggest curse. When a person has everything, he doesn't even have a need to call out to the Ribbono Shalom. Then that's the biggest curse. And that's sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us challenges and sends us hardships to be able to realize that we're always calling out to Him. The Nachash got the offer. He never has to worry about anything. Why? That's the biggest curse. When a Jew doesn't have to call out to the Ribbono Shalom, that's the biggest curse. And Chas Shalom, you never want to have that. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes from the Ma'aral. Another idea saw from Rav Biederman. Ma'aral Perek Dalet, Sugam Dal to Ches. So we know that Hevel brings his own carbon. Hevel hevi gam hu mi bechor sonu mechaver vayisha Hashem al hevel ve'al menchaso. And so Hevel brings his own carbon, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu turns towards Hevel's carbon, but Kain's carbon he doesn't turn to. Famously, Kain kills Hevel. Hashem says, "Where's Hevel?" And he says, "Hashem achi anochi, my brother's keeper." Maral says, "You know in the pasuk we just read in Kohelet Shabbos Chol Moed, in Perichei pasuk Hey, the pasuk says Shomer mitzvah lo yidaver davar ra. Someone who does a mitzvah will never have any evil come from it." Hevel just brought a carbon to the Ribbono Shalom. How could it be that he did a mitzvah and he still got killed? He's got hurt from his own mitzvah. We know the pasuk says in Kohelet, Shomer mitzvah lo yidaver davar ra. Someone who does a mitzvah, or Shomer is the lashon of mitzapa, you wait to do a mitzvah, you're excited to do a mitzvah, you guard to do a mitzvah, you're not going to know any evil. How could it be that Hevel killed Kain? Says the Maharal, Hevel's carbon wasn't so perfect. But we always say Kain to be the bad guy. But Hevel also wasn't so perfect. What does it say? Look back in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. The Hevel Hevi Gamhu. What are those words Gamhu going on? Gamhu is going on to the Psukim before. What does Gamhu mean? That he also brought. Meaning he also brought the same way that Kain brought. He didn't bring the carbon in his own way. He copied his brother Kain. And at the end of the day, the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yidaver Davar Ra, it didn't protect him, because why? He didn't do the mitzvah in his own way. If he would have done the mitzvah in his own way, if he would have done the carbon in his own way, he would have been protected. And I think it's a very big lesson in life. Sometimes we're always so worried about learning in this way, that way. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu also just wants us. Like the famous story from Rabzusha of Anapoli, Rav Melech's brother, said when he gets to Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to ask him why he wasn't like Avram Avinu or Yitzchak Avinu or Yaakov Avinu. He's going to say, Zusha, why aren't you more like Zusha? Everyone has to serve their bonus from their own derech. Obviously, Alpi Alacha and Alpi Pnimius and everything with Menhagim. At the end of the day, we have to serve Kodesh Baruch Hu not as copycats, but as individuals. Well, let's just review these five ideas of Shabbos Bereishis, Tavshin Ayin Ches. We started off at the Maisa, Rabbi Henoch Alexander. His grandson was getting bar mitzvah, and he told his grandson that Bereishis Gematria Tayag. And his grandson said respectfully back, it's not, the shin is there. The shin doesn't equal up to Taryag, 613. And he told his grandfather said, Rabbi Henoch Alexander said, the lesson is that you fight off the shin is Gematria Yetzer. If you fight off the shin, then you'll be able to keep the Taryag. You'll be able to fight off the Yetzer. You'll be able to keep this Taryag, the 613 mitzvahs. The Gra says, Bereishis is Bitachon, Ratzon Ava, Shtika Yer and Torah. Trust, having desire, love, silence, fear, and Torah. When you have these six midos, then you'll be able to start again, start fresh, start anew. The third idea we said from the Sefer Akeda is the it's not good for a man to be by himself. Lo Ezer, Lo Tov Yosu Adam Levado, Ki Etla. I'm going to give you Ezer Kenegdo. Ezer refers to the Yetzer. When a person has the Yetzer, it helps him grow. A person doesn't have any challenges, he just stays stat, he stays flat, he's unable to grow. Which reminds me of another idea, I'll just add in right here. The Chidush Sharim says when you fight off the Yetzirah, it's like the same one when you see a dog. What's the worst thing to do when you see a dog, says the first Ger Rebbe, the Chidush Sharim? The worst thing to do is to run. What's the best thing to do? Is to stand strong, to look the dog face in the eye, and the dog doesn't touch you, goes the other way. That's the same thing we have to do with the Yetzirah. We look at the Yetzirah as it's a representative from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like, Lo Yara Kiata. To be able to realize that, it's also, Lo Yara Kiata, that the evil is also you. That the Yetzirah is a message from you, from you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to help me grow, or closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, the fourth idea, Rav Meir Prime Shlainer, how could it be that the dust How is that a curse by the Nachash? Because when a Jew has everything, that's the biggest curse. Then you don't have any reason to call out. Chodesh Baruch Hu sometimes gives us challenges, and we make sure that we always call out to him. The fifth and final idea: how could it be that Hevel was hurt by? If we know that the principle is Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yidah Bera, someone does a mitzvah, someone guards a mitzvah, will never have evil come from it. Because at the end of the day, Hevel says Gam Hu. He also brought that he copied Kain's. So good question. Why then Chodesh Baruch only listened to Hevel's carbon, not to Kain? But says the Maral, if Hevel would have brought the carbon in his own way, he would not have been hurt. So Chodesh Baruch should bless us, you know, to make sure to fight off the Yitzhahara, to be able to work on a bitachon ratzon av shtika yir in Torah, be able to always constantly realize that the Yitzhahara is a messenger from Chodesh Baruch to help us grow. Be able to realize that when we have times in our lives when we're lacking something, it's only because the Chodesh Baruch Hu wants us to call out to him. And finally, when we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should serve him in our own individualized way. Be able to serve him in our own way, in our own particular way, Bez Hashem. Gmarach Tzimtova, good Ben Shir, good Shabbos, and good Yom Tov. Shkoyach.